The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. Andy's special guest is Oscar. Oscar is one of Union Rescue Mission's Christian Life Discipleship Program graduates, and he's serving in our transportation department.
Welcome to our show, Oscar.
Thank you. I'm very welcome to be here.
Are you serving as an apprentice, or have you taken a job yet?
Right now, I'm barely serving as an apprentice. I'm going to look forward to getting a job here.
Great. Yeah, apprenticeship usually lasts 6 months, and sometimes you bounce around, or sometimes it gets extended 6 months. But how are you liking driving so far?
I love driving.
Good.
I love driving to pick up the portals, and I work out of the warehouse in L.A.
No wonder you like driving pickups to portals.
Yeah, but Kitty, unlike some of us, I'm going to ask Oscar to just say no to those
to portals.
Good job, Oscar.
I do. Yeah.
I love it.
Love to hear your story about how you came to the doors of Union Rescue Mission. If you'd take your time and don't make a long story short, just feel free to share the whole story with us if you would, as much as you feel comfortable.
Okay. Amen. How I came to the Union Rescue Mission, this is my second time here. The first time I came here was in 2015 as Gateway. I was brought here by Praise Church.
Mm.
I end up getting high again, and I messed up, and so I left, and when I came back here in 2022 of April, God brought me back here. God brought me back here, basically telling me that my journey wasn't over yet.
Mm-hmm.
That His plan was His plan for my life. And I came into the program not knowing kind of what to expect. I got here on a Monday, and I went to chapel on a Tuesday. But I was excited because I never have been on the roof. And that's where I got to meet Andy for the very first time. That was interesting, you know. So I said I would give the program a chance, and I wanted to come here for God's plan and to continue to help people. You know, I have about almost 13 years clean now.
Wow, and, that's awesome.
Mm. And people would tell me, why did you come back if you're clean already? I said, it's not my plan, it's God's plan.
Mm.
God is directing my life. And when you allow that God directs your life, there's some things that you may not want to do, but there's things that He will continue to bless you with in your life. And that's what I chose. I chose to just follow God's plan in my life and just surrendered everything to Him. And I ended up here, and I'm very grateful for the people that I've come in contact with, including the chaplains and people that helped me, direct me. You know, there were some things that were still locked in me, you know, that I didn't let go.
Mm.
But I was able to let go here. you know, with the directions of the chaplains, the coordinators, you know, and just opening up to people that I didn't even know, you know. And it's a blessing. I mean, I truly feel that it's a blessing to be here. I mean, maybe if I would have came into the Christian Disciple Program back then.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that that wasn't the plan that God had for me. God had a different plan where I was supposed to go through the different journey, go through the all the trials and tribulation that I went through still after. And when I was here the first time, I was on probation, but I was running. And that's when I left the mission, I turned myself in. And God freed me of my charges. God took probation away. God took away the time I was supposed to get. And little did I know that the judge never issued a warrant for my arrest. But he said that if I were to turn myself in, that he was supposed to free me. That's what he told me, that God told him to free me of everything. And that's what happened, you know. And I give, you know, I try not to take any glory of God's, because it's not mine, it's his. And like today, I just keep pushing forward to achieve more. You know, I want to be here at the mission.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to continue to help people, you know, and I get to, I'm part of the servant leadership program.
Awesome.
Where we get to go outside and fellowship with people, or even go to other churches and fellowship. And, you know, this is where we're able to gain more character in our life, you know, where he directs us, you know, and I try to just keep steering people to that direction, not to give up on themselves. Where other people fail them, they say, God will never fail you. You know, God will always open that door for you that needs to be open in your life, like he did for myself.
You know? Awesome. And
yeah, it is awesome. It's like very, like, I feel like I'm achieving more here. You know, I went to a church. I was in a part of a church where we planted churches. And I studied for 7 years to become a pastor, you know. And I said, I told God, whatever you want for me and in your kingdom to achieve, I will, you know. And, you know, I love evangelizing on the streets out here in Skid Row.
Mm.
I love being able to pray for people, feed people, complete strangers. And there's a lot of people on the streets that recognize me, like realize who I am. And they call me by my name, you know, and that's amazing that when you're able to impact one person's life or even two people's life, you know, things start changing in your life, you know. You know, it doesn't matter who's looking at you or who's watching you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know that you're impressing God because of what he's built inside of you.
Mm.
So, Oscar, you say you've been sober 13 years?
Wow.
Yes.
What's been the key to that? What
gaining a foundation with God, being able to allow God to, you being able to open your heart up to God and give him everything, and that him being able to build a foundation in you,
mm-hmm.
without you complaining, you know.
I love that.
You've learned to overcome the complaints and be full of gratitude, huh?
Yes, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful.
Awesome.
Well, when we come back, I'd love to hear how you were introduced to your addiction in the first place, because it's quite remarkable for you to be able to say, I've been sober 13
years.
And was that from the first time you came? Or were you already sober the first time you came?
I was sober the first time I came. I just, like, I messed up for, like, a day, and then I realized what I was doing.
Oh, you relapsed and
okay.
And then started again.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be back to hear how you, now that we've heard the good news about you exiting for 13 years, perhaps you can provide some wisdom about how you fell in, and maybe for the rest of us, how to avoid falling into addiction from your wise perspective. But we'll be right back.
For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services, and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host the Reverend Andy Bale. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says, whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA. Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales.
All right, Oscar, so how old were you when you first fell into your addiction?
When I first fell into addiction of crystal meth, I was about 20 years old. It wasn't crystal meth at first. It was speed or crank or something like that. But my sister introduced me to it.
Wow.
And this is what year?
This was back in like 93 or 94.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Wow.
I used for quite a bit of time. I let the drug control me for like almost 2 years, where my life was out of control. I started more than just using. I started doing other things with drugs and getting more people hooked, and It was a bad scenery for me. Like as I was growing older, I was realizing the destruction I was doing to people's lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I came to a point in my life when I caught my first charge of a gun charge at the age of 37 years old. I said I had to stop.
What?
I had to stop the chaos I was doing.
You sound a lot like my brother, Oscar. You get into that drug trade, it's not a nonviolent one, and pretty soon you begin to carry a gun. Am I right?
Yeah.
And I'm glad you made the decision to get out of it.
Yeah.
My brother had to go to federal prison and make a deal to even go to federal prison for 8.5 years after a gun charge. And you made the decision on your own to escape all that?
I came to a point where when I caught the gun charge, everything went so quick, like in my life, what I had, what I lost, what I was going to lose. And the thing is, it's like, you start seeing your life flash before your eyes. And from the gate, God was always showing you those dreams. What was going to happen, you know? I became to a point in my life where I felt like I had got shot in my back. And I could feel the heat of the bullet entering my back. Hmm. It was a dream. And that's when I left everything behind. I gave up everything. Like God said, if you can lose everything, give everything up to follow me, come. You know, and I turned off my family. I turned off everybody. And I chose to follow God.
Have you had a chance to ever talk to your sister about why she introduced you to speed?
I'm going to get a chance to. They're going to send me to Las Vegas to go spend time with her. We're on talking basis now. She says she would love to see me.
Yeah.
And my sister is real sick right now.
Hmm.
She's telling me not to tell the family or anything like that. Andy, at one time in my life where my sister did that, another sister did that to me where don't tell nobody I'm sick. You know?
Right.
I went back to using.
Yeah, be careful. I was just thinking that. Be careful about keeping secrets of somebody who maybe misled you in the past and just say, you know, you might want to disclose it to everybody because I'm not going to hold on to this alone.
Right. It's stressful.
Give them some time to come clean with the rest of the family so you don't carry that burden.
Yeah.
I believe now that I'm stronger, wiser, that God's given me the wisdom of His kingdom and not the wisdom of this world, that I'm able to, I'm taking steps to her. And talking to her, calling her, having a conversation with her, and it's just slowly. If I were to go to Vegas, I have options. You know, I can't. Yeah. I don't have to stay with her.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Christian men's home church that I used to that was a part of our church, so I know the pastor, and I know that he would let me stay with him.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Just but be careful. I know from my own experience, I hid the fact that my brother put drugs in my drink when I was in third or fourth grade. I never told. I should have. And then when he showed me a big bag of marijuana that he was selling, I didn't tell. I was probably in fourth, fifth grade.
Mm.
I didn't tell. I might have been able to intervene in his life earlier and saved him from a lot of heartache. Who knows? But never good to keep secrets.
No.
Yeah.
I don't, like even here, I don't keep secrets.
Good.
You know? When I see the brother struggling, I talk to him. Hey, let me talk to you. You know.
Yeah. You know, yeah. That lie that gangs teach and even Christians have fallen for, that myth and lie that you know snitches get stitches. That's straight from hell itself. That is a lie and a myth that is not true.
Yeah.
Snitches sometimes save lives. And I've got another phrase I share about gangs saying that. But I'm glad you hold people accountable and keep yourself accountable and clean. And keep going. We'll be back in a minute to talk to you more about the program. And we have Oscar on the line. Thank you.
We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown LA. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row. All right, Oscar.
Yeah, so Oscar, tell us what your favorite parts of the program were.
Yes.
Favorite parts of the program?
Of your classes that you had.
Kitty likes to know which class did you like
yeah.
the best.
What was a turning point for you?
Getting to know yourself better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, even though that you had, secrets that you kept inside of you.
Yeah.
They were able to help you speak about them. Or you didn't know if you could share with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But you were able to share with them on one-on-ones. When you have your one-on-one conversation with your chaplain, those were, to me, they were very good. They were, like, with Chaplain Tyler, he helped me out a lot. You know, he would tell me all the things. Like, he would say, you know what, I know that you always give God the glory about everything.
Mm.
There's things that, you know, you should take a little, like a pat on the back, he say, you know. Because you overcame those things, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Getting to they were the prayer classes.
Mm-hmm.
And me, like being a prayer warrior, I like to pray. I like to pray. I like to fast because I see the blessings coming out of fasting.
Mm.
But when a person can fast for somebody else,
yes.
And see the blessings come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, you know. And that's what like something new that we're gonna try to do is pray for like 15 minutes of the class.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, if you want to get on your knees, get on your knees. You know, whatever you want to do. You know, but it's up to you. You know, and that's what's interesting because it's like getting to have a spiritual breakthrough.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, it's good to know we have prayer warriors among us.
Yes, absolutely.
On the third floor. Are you on the third floor or fifth floor now, Oscar?
I'm on the third floor still. I'm not sure exactly when I'm going to move.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to keep me on the third floor because of being a good leader, they said.
Yeah.
Aw, I love that.
So I'm not sure exactly. For me, it really don't matter.
Good.
You know, it's like wherever I can help out, Andy, I'm going to help out, you know. I'm going to keep pushing.
Well, I can see why they want you sticking around the third floor for being a good example and a prayer warrior.
Mm-hmm. And good support for the other guys who are in the Christian Life Discipleship Program.
Well, I want to ask everybody to pray for Oscar as he's out on those roads of L.A.
Yes.
They are at times crazy.
Well, traffic in the air, too. Look, flying
the
is also crazy.
Us.
Yes. but driving, yes.
Oscar, continue to be a blessing to everyone you meet in L.A. and everyone you serve at Union Rescue Mission, and we're so thankful for God's faithfulness in and through you.
Yeah.
And we can't thank you enough for being on our show.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis-Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m., for more amazing stories from Skid Row, don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you. You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preach that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.